Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, give us an update on the continuing partnership with Stephen Adams.
Yes, the Oklahoma Beef Council is in year two of a beef promotional partnership with OKC professional basketball player Stephen Adams. And we want to encourage everybody to check it out at usmashsteaks.com to learn more about the campaign.
Now, where did this term smash steaks come from?
It absolutely came from Stephen Ron. In his own words, when we asked him about his beef habits, he said he smashed steaks all the bloody time. Now, Stephen's not just a professional basketball player, he's also a New Zealand farmer. So while the new campaign is a tongue-in-cheek take on a late-night infomercial, it also has a very serious side. We are selling Stephen Adams merchandise online that highlight the campaign, including adult and youth t-shirts. You can also buy beef basketball. Proceeds go to benefit the Food for Kids program in Oklahoma, and at Stephen's request, the Sportsway Trust of New Zealand. You can learn more about these wonderful programs at usmashsteaks.com. And Ron, for your listeners, we have a special deal, free shipping with discount code SMASHSTEAKS.
Well, following the cash cattle trade that's developed over the last couple of days, the lion's share of needed cattle sales appear to be in the books. This is somewhat unusual during a cattle on feed report week, as typically both sides are more focused on the direction of cattle inventory levels and placements before becoming moderately aggressive. The current tight supplies of cattle available and need for packers to secure cattle numbers for the upcoming weeks sparked early trade. But steady money at best with last week was all that could be seen as trade in the South continued at about $124. When all the dust clears, it's expected that cattle markets will remain steady for the week, which creates concerns that much anticipated tight supplies of cattle through the first quarter of the year have been unable to show any significant support during January. Lean hog futures firmed in nearby contracts yesterday as traders are now focusing on maintaining higher price moves for the week if the previous gains can hold through the session today. Underlying support is slowly developing through the complex as traders look for increased direction from the holiday-delayed weekly export sales report. Wheat markets are softer across the board this morning on the last trading session of the week. Yesterday's wheat price action remains inside Wednesday's giant reversal, which could be viewed as positive. Trend remains up in Chicago wheat, and momentum indicators are not suggesting anything untoward. Now, corn prices are easier overnight after pushing through the 392 triple top from late December, early January yesterday. Holding strength above the 392 level will be technically important, but futures certainly seem poised to move toward the $4 handle basis March futures. Interesting to note that rally from the 371 corrective low on December 11th to the triple top at 392 snapped on to the 375 corrective low on January 16th measures an objective at 396 and a quarter. Soybean futures are lower, trying their best to close lower for the fourth session in a row. March soybeans slipped below the 61.8% percent retracement of the 892 to 860 rally, a sign that December lows could be tested. We're going to check the futures yet in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
February live cattle was down $1.50 yesterday, 124.67. April down 260, 124.17. March feeder cattle down 252, 140.52. April down 255 at 143.47. February hogs up 95 cents, 68.50. Kansas City wheat, the March down a quarter penny, 492 and a quarter. May unchanged at 499 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, March up 2 3/4, 580 and a half. May was up 1 3/4 at 579. March corn up 5 cents, 393 and three quarters. May was up 4 1/4, 398 and a half. March soybeans down 4 1/4 at 909 and a half. May down 4 1/4 at 923 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.